here's a story from The World.
How's this for some unintended good PR? France's pork lobby is suing a plant-based meat company because it says their veggie bacon tastes too much like, well, the real thing. The veggie bacon manufacturer has taken out a full-page ad in one of France's biggest newspapers, thanking the pork lobby for the compliment. From Paris, Rebecca Rossman has more.
It ain't easy being vegan in France.
You have so much social pressure to just stick with meat on every single meal.
That's 35-year-old Nicolas Schweitzer. A vegan for about a year now, Schweitzer is also the co-founder of La Vie, a plant-based food startup on a mission to start a bacon revolution of sorts.
I'll show you quickly the lab.
Schweitzer takes me into a white-walled fluorescent light lab so I can taste La Vie's two flagship products, streaky American-style bacon and French lardon.
Which I guess in the US you would call maybe bacon bites or pancetta.
Yeah, very similar to pancetta.
We are convinced that animal fat is a big part of what makes animal meat so delicious.
Which is why they've spent years recreating that fatty layer using plant-based proteins.
It's got a really crunchy, nice crispy, which is what I wanted. I wanted crispy bacon. It's got the exact texture, and then this fat layer. It's got like the sort of gelatinous
juiciness
of fat.
In other words, it's pretty close to the real thing. But this feat has gotten La Vie into trouble with France's pork lobby, known as Inaproc.
As you can imagine, the pork lobby wasn't a big fan of all the fuzz around the product and the fact that it was as good as pork and everything.
Earlier this year, Inaproc served La Vie with a formal notice for unfair competition for its veggie lardon, which they said risked, quote, deceiving customers into thinking they were buying meat lardon. The pork lobby also said La Vie's advertising violated the terms of a forthcoming law. That law bans plant-based food manufacturers from using words traditionally associated with meat products on their labels, like sausage, steak, and bacon. In response, La Vie took out a full-page ad in the newspaper Le Parisien.
We told them, all right, thank you so much for the compliment. We actually think that your product tastes a bit too close from our products. Could you please change your recipe?
Over the summer, the Supreme Court agreed to put the label law, which was set to take effect this October, on hold. La Vie hopes the law will at least be modified. Inaproc declined to comment, saying it didn't want to speak publicly about an ongoing case. Luckily, some of the pork butchers here at the former Léal Market near Rue Montorgueil in central Paris aren't as tight-lipped. Laura Spencer is a butcher at Les Terroirs d'Avenir, which sells local organic produce, cheeses, meats, and other products. She calls the whole debacle silly.
This all gets a little bit too far-fetched, and it's just trying to create an even bigger gap between those who do eat meat and those who don't eat meat.
But she also says she's not a fan of plant-based meat alternatives.
You can do so many other things with vegetables and get the same results without having to recreate false, like, you know, false burgers and false sausages and stuff like that.
If you're a vegetarian because you don't like meat, that's great, good for you.
But Schweitzer thinks many vegans, like him, love the taste of meat.
To have an option to retrieve all the pleasure that you get from meat, from an organoleptic perspective, from a taste perspective, but without all those negative impacts, is amazing.
Because of that, he hopes that eventually the meat industry will be phased out entirely, along with coal and other industries that are damaging for the environment. He says it's time for our society to transition to something that's more sustainable. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.